From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Brick-and-mortar bookstores might not be considered essential during the coronavirus pandemic, but books are, judging from internet sales data. The market research firm Rakuten Intelligence found a whopping 777% increase in online book purchases throughout the time that widespread stay-at-home orders went into effect across the country. Still, there are so many things a local bookshop offers that online sellers can't. A gathering place where you can browse, author events, and movie screenings. We're talking with Mitchell Kaplan, owner of Books & Books, about running a business which both sells something people want so much right now and which can't actually be open. Books & Books has 6 locations in Miami-Dade and 1 in Key West. And Mitchell Kaplan joins us from his home in Miami. Mitch, are all the Books & Books locations closed down right now?
Every one of our Books & Books locations is closed at the moment. The only one that is open is our online store.
How about author events? How many authors have had to cancel for the next few months?
I would say that from the time we closed to the foreseeable future, the physical author events have all been canceled. So we're talking in excess of 100 author events that will not take place. Not only do readers look forward to it, but it's a large source of our revenue in terms of allowing our physical stores to maintain themselves.
Have you applied for any of the federal stimulus programs?
We have applied for the PPP loan, which is the Paycheck Protection Plan. It's very limited in many, many ways, which only gives you 8 weeks of breathing room. But that 8 weeks starts at the time that you receive your loan. So the question is, where will we be 8 weeks from now? And what will the world look like? I doubt that we in South Florida are going to be fully open in 8 weeks. And I doubt that business will be up to a point where we'll be able to support all of our stores in the very same way that we did prior to all of this.
Bookstores nationwide have been hit hard by the pandemic, and many are turning to online fundraising campaigns like GoFundMe to actually survive. Most notably, City Lights Bookstore in San Francisco, which received almost $500,000 within days of asking for help. Mitch, what do you think that says about book lovers' devotion to brick-and-mortar bookstores?
There's that old saying, you never know what you've got till it's gone. And I can't imagine a world without community-based independent bookstores. We have all learned to serve our communities in ways that reflect the uniqueness of our communities. And I think that's being recognized. You should see the comments that are sent to us as people place orders, where people talk about how they remember their parents taking them when they were young to the bookstore, and they would hang out in the kids' section, and they'd be read to by their mother or father. And a woman who said that she met her husband at one of our events. It's a lifetime worth of experience that I'm now understanding that the bookstore has given to so many different people.
We've been speaking with Mitchell Kaplan, owner of Books & Books, which has 6 locations in Miami-Dade, plus a store in Key West. All the stores are shut down for now, but Books & Books is still holding online author events. You can find more about that at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.